Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa mawala. And we just ask the brothers, inshallah, to sit closer, fill the gaps, inshallah, so that the people who come a bit late, they can just fill in at the back and don't climb over the shoulders of someone else, inshallah. And it's, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Try to fill the masjid from the front, inshallah. Just to introduce our guest speaker for the day, who doesn't need any introduction, it's none other than Sheikh Sa'adullah Khan.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيماً تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدراً. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه: إذا قمت في صلاتك فصلِّ صلاة مودع ولا تكلم بكلام تعتذر منه أو كما قال: صدقت يا رسول الله. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected elders, ulama, huffaz, qurra, educators, learners, respected elders and youth, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and every one at this present, at this hour of Jum'ah, present here in this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Among the obvious lessons that were taught to us through the period of the pandemic are the many things that we have been taking for granted. A period in, hopefully, in which we have learned to appreciate everything we do have and perhaps learn to ride the wave of life with its ups and downs, its moments of joys and tears, of gains and losses. realizing that Allah did not make this world a permanent place. إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعِ, that this world is a world of temporary provisions. And everything in this world, including ourselves, are finite. And all things besides Allah have a time limit. Neither are the good things of this world everlasting, nor are the bad things eternal or forever. In the process, we have lost so many dear people over the past 2 years in particular. Whether through sickness or pandemic or otherwise, I don't think and I cannot recall in my life that we have witnessed or been aware or been informed of so many people whom we personally know that have lost, that have left the world and been lost to us. And we have become far more aware of our own mortality. We had dear friends of ours, young people, colleagues who have passed on. So suddenly we become even more aware. We do know that life is eventually leading to death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. We know all of that, we read it and so on. But we become more cognizant of our own mortality and conscious more so of the reality of death. As Sayyidina Ali so aptly reminded us, An-nasu niyamun fa'idha matu intabahu. People are asleep. They are awakened by the reality of death. I want us to realize two significant points, inshallah. One is, life is a continuous flow of unfolding reality. Each one of us, our own lives, and each one our own story, but together we contribute to an integrated story. Many of us, parts of the life story of other people. And since life is a continuous flow of unfolding reality for each one of us, it provides us an opportunity for ihsan and itqan. Two things that a Muslim and a mu'min always should try to manifest. Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay. Allah has prescribed excellence in everything you do, goodness in everything you do. And inna Allah yuhibbu idha amala ahadukum amalan ay yutqina. Allah wants that whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability, do it with excellence. Goodness and excellence to the best of our ability. Because Allah does not hold us accountable for more than we can do. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah doesn't put a burden upon you more than you can bear. So this ihsan and itqan, this aiming for ihsan itqan through our life, which is a test, by the way, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاءَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. This test of life is for us to express our goodness and to manifest that ihsan and that excellence of itqan. But what many of us don't realize, that life is not a rehearsal. Some people are assuming, some people live the week and then the weekend they live it up. Or they go through the year, the end of the year they go for holiday, that is the life. That is not the life. End of the year may come, you may not be there. Holiday may come and you may not be alive. And you look at even Hajj nowadays, it's so uncertain, you don't even know if you're going or you don't even know if you're coming or going for that matter. So life is not a rehearsal for some future show. This is it. What we are doing now is it. We may not reach our cars after Salah. We may not go for the next janazah, it may be ours. So life is not a rehearsal for some future show. It is the act which we are living right now. The world is a stage, and today is the event. So, as they say, carpe diem, seize the moment. Make every day, make every hour, make every minute, make every occasion and every second count. For we do not know how many more moments there will be before our time is up and there are no moments or time left. We have become accustomed in our times, in this age, to a degree of false invincibility. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. You know, we become, the more we collect, the more we have, we think it makes us invincible. No. We have become accustomed in our times to a false degree, a false sense of invincibility. We have surgery to make us look younger, diet pills to make us look thinner, and medication to make us seemingly live longer. But even if you have an assumed prolonged life, you are merely postponing the ultimate reality of death. Because أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you are, death will eventually come and fetch you. As the poet says in Urdu, زندگی سے بری سزا ہی نہیں اور کیا جرم ہے پتا ہی نہیں زندگی موت تیری منزل ہے اور دوسرا کوئی راستہ ہی نہیں. We are born sentenced to life without our choosing, and the destination of the living have no alternative but to pass through the avenue of death. Everyone will have to pass through the avenue of death. The very fact that you're alive destines you to the avenue of death sometime in the future. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajha eloquently eulogized the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the following words. When the Rasul passed away, he said this: Al-mawtu la walidan yubqa wala waladan hadha as-sabilu illa an la tara ahada كان النبي ولم يخلد لأمته لو خلد الله خلقا قبله خلدا للموت فينا سهام غير خاطئة من فاته اليوم سهم له يفته غدا. He said, death spares neither the parent nor the child. And this is how the reality is till the end of time, until no one will exist anymore. Death will take each one that exists, that lives. The Prophet lived, this greatest of all people, but even he did not remain eternally for the Ummah. If Allah have ever kept anyone alive forever, the most worthy person of preservation would have been the Prophet. The arrow of death never misses its target. The arrow of death never misses its target. If it passes you by today, someday it will hit you. As we have witnessed, every day someone leaves the world behind. And we are all in the same line, but very few of us pay attention to it. We are in the line of life towards the grave. We never know how many people are before us, and we cannot move to the back of the line, nor can we avoid the line. So we have no choice in our birth. I wasn't born out of choice. Nobody asked me if I want to be born. I didn't have a choice in which family or which town or which time or which age or which country I was born. So there's no choice of birth. At the same time, there is no avoidance of death. Whether you're a believer or a kafir or a mushrik or atheist, death is a reality. It's got nothing to do with aqidah. It's a reality of life. So there's no choice of our birth, nor is there an avoidance of death, except for us to utilize the interval between our birth and our death effectively. In other words, live life effectively. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, a man came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, allamni wa aujiz. So some people were very rough. He'd say, Ya Rasulullah, tell me something, teach me something, but keep it short. Allimni wa aujiz. Tell me something, but be concise. Rasul said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعْ وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْتَذِرُ مِنْ. Hadith documented in the Sunan of Ibn Majah. When you stand for your prayer, pray as if it's your last prayer. In other words, you do a deed, there's no guarantee that you're going to do the deed again. So when you stand for prayer, for salah, pray as if it's your last prayer. And do not say anything for which you may have to apologize. In other words, we learn from this response of Rasulullah to seize the opportunity of life. We can do something, do it, but make sure it's something good. And do not do things that you will regret. The second thing, besides learning of the reality of life, awareness of our own mortality, valuing every moment, conscious of our passing eventually, as we witness the death of so many people, besides our own lives, our own mortality, there's also the element of reflecting on those who have passed on, those whom we have lost. You see, we are never as aware of life as we are of it when you go to the funeral of people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray at the graveyard, يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنَّا وَالْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ لَلَاحِقُونَ. Sahih Muslim, the Rasul is documented to have said, may Allah have mercy on those from among us who have preceded us, who have passed away before us. And by the will of Allah, eventually we will be following them. Allah's mercy on them and on us, but they preceded us in life towards death, but we will be joining them. So these people who have passed on before us are gone, never to return. But besides realizing their permanent departure from this world, do we ever regret, and I can tell you I do, regret the missed opportunities that we had to think that now they are not there, what we could have done? Have we expressed our appreciation of them for enriching our lives with their presence? Be it a mother, be it a father, be it a brother or a sister, a grandparent, a teacher, a neighbor or a friend. Have we said, I love you, to those who nurtured and cared for us? Have we acknowledged those who have empowered us? Have we said thank you to those who helped us? Have we asked forgiveness for those whom we have hurt? And have we paid back those whom we have owed? You see, we have a tendency to be awakened about our appreciation of people after they die. When they die, then too we wake up. Not only when we see the reality of death, but we also wake up now, oh, I should have done this. I should have visited them. We realize the opportunities that we have missed. How often do we say great things about people who have died, but we never said it to them in their lifetime? Personally for me, in the last year, just a year now, last week, that my father, my beloved father, passed on, may Allah grant him in all the deceased Jannah. About 50 days ago, a dear friend of mine, the founder of Nakhlistan, Abdul Shukur Mauza, passed on. And this week, we lost this man, Umaruddin Don Matera, who came from a life of crime, a gang leader who embraced Islam, but yet eventually left a lasting legacy as an outstanding poet, as a journalist, journalist par excellence, a social activist, a freedom fighter, an exemplary voice, an excellent, eloquent voice of conscience, a literary icon whose poetry we studied when we were in high school. A man who helped mentor, he was a gang leader, by the way, criminal initially, of Sophia Town, a Tsotsi from Sophia Town. But look how Allah elevated him, like Malcolm X. He helped mentor many youth achieve greater heights. He took gang members and made them sportsmen. He took youth from broken homes and made them leaders. He took violent kids and molded them to become healers of their communities. He inspired multitudes of young people who lived in despair, and he empowered many people in many different ways, though he was not fully appreciated. You see, you know, Abdullah Yusuf Ali, if you look in any mosque where there's English Quran anywhere in the world, is the Quran of Abdullah Yusuf Ali. The most famous translation of the Quran in any language. I know it's English, but no other translation into any other language from Arabic is more popular than that of Yusuf Ali. Despite his political affiliation or his madhabi inclination, generations of Muslims in the English-speaking world, all over the world, have grown up, including myself, reading Yusuf Ali's translation of the Quran. So popular that 200 editions they printed, then they printed another edition. 200 editions were printed of Yusuf Ali's Quran, making it the most read translation of the Quran in any language. Yet Abdullah Yusuf Ali died in the streets of London, impoverished and poor. He died in December, 10th of December, 1953. He was found by Christian policemen, half conscious, slumped on a chair in a bench in the Westminster area of London. He died December 10th, 1953. When the Pakistani embassy heard they arranged for his funeral, didn't have money to bury him. Yet, on every shelf of every mosque, we have his labor of love, his contribution to the world. Did anyone ever say thank you to him? You see, we live in a world of critics. Everyone proud to see and point out the flaws and faults of other people. And we are so preoccupied with his negativity, even amongst our ulama, finding faults with everyone else, among themselves even. It prevents us from appreciating the good in others and acknowledging the value of people. Omaruddin Don Matera was one such person, icon, poet, but very rarely appreciated by own. Do you know there was a time, I remember I was in high school, he was working for a Muslim organization, putting stamps on envelopes and sorting out mail. At times he lived on charity, and he personally told us once how he had to read the kalima to some people to say, make sure that he was still Muslim. This very Don Matera, who received 2 doctorates and numerous international awards for his literary and humanitarian contribution. Point is, how often indeed do we say great things about people who have died but never said it to them in their lifetime? How often do we praise the impact of people after they are gone, but never the decency to acknowledge the worth while they were alive in our midst? We write eulogies and tributes about the dead for others to read, but never accord them the privilege of our appreciation of them. Our accolades for them are reserved for the ears and the eyes of others, but how much more valuable will it be if we give a tribute to them personally to touch their hearts, and if you ever conveyed that to them personally. Rasulullah said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُعْلِمْهُ أَيَّاهُ. If you have someone whom you love and care for, appreciate, let them know, tell them. Too many dear ones and important ones in our lives have passed on. And every day, we still keep missing these opportunities. It can be a mother, it doesn't have to be a great personality. Outside our lives, it can be our parents in our home. Words are left unsaid and emotions remain unexpressed. We tend to focus more on the death of the person who has died than we focus on the person while he or she was still alive. It seems that we have a pro-dead rather than a pro-living culture. We attend the funeral of the dead and make sure we go for the janazah salah just to show our face so the family can see we were there. So we attend the funeral of the dead but will not visit them on the deathbed when they are sick. We make sure to pay respect to the janazah, but not respect to him while he or she is alive. We put flowers to adorn their graves, and that adornment is not for them, they can't see it. It's for those who come to visit the graves, the living ones. We write warm, soft words on hard, cold gravestones. We write warm, soft words on hard, cold gravestones. How much better would it have been had we said loving words to a living heart, loving words to a living heart that could appreciate it. So express appreciation of people while people are alive, so people can hear them and feel acknowledged. Recognize the incredibleness of people we love while they are vibrant and while they are in our midst. Share their beauty and their wonder and their immense gift to our lives before they are gone. I conclude by reminding ourselves to live fulfilling lives as upright, positive, appreciative, and beneficial social beings. Sayyidina Ali said, "Khalitun nas mukhalatatan in muttum bakwa alaykum wa in ishtum hanu alaykum." Socialize, live your life in such a way with people that when you are in the company, they enjoy your company. And when you die, they miss your company. Rasulullah reminded us, and I'd like to remind you with this hadith. I often say it. It's documented by Tibrani, is Mu'jam al-Awsat. He said, عِشْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتَ وَأَحْبِبْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقَ وَأَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُجْزِئٌ بِهِ. Live as you please, but someday you will die. Love what you love, someday you will be separated from it. And do what you want, someday you'll be paid back for what you do. We all realize that eventually the best of people are those who are most beneficial, أَنْفَعُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. So there's a dire need for us to cultivate positive emotions in ourselves and to manifest love and gratitude in our daily lives, specifically to those who have enriched us. Learn to realize the value of seemingly little things that may mean so much to others. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرِ The Rasul said, whoever is not thankful for the little things will not be grateful for the bigger things. We have to be grateful for the little things so that we may appreciate the bigger things. Otherwise, we may not value anything and end up learning nothing from our experience, whether through pandemic or witnessing the lives and the deaths of people. And we'll find, eventually, when you look back at life, the moments we will cherish the most are the moments when we have appreciated the little things, done what we were supposed to do, and shared our care and compassion and lived in the spirit of love. May Allah grant that those who have passed on, may Allah grant them maghfirah and jannah. And those among us who have parents and family and friends and teachers and so on who are alive, say thank you. Don't speak about them at their graveyards or write tributes. You can, right? Nothing wrong with it. But do it when they are alive. Value people. Allah will value us for that. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خيرا to Sheikh Sa'adullah for that beautiful reminder. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the information to cause a transformation in our lives. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Sheikh Sa'adullah with sound health to carry on with the good duties that you are always doing. Jazakumullah khairan once again to Sheikh Sa'adullah. We make dua for Haja Zainab Bayat, the wife of our late Mr. Bayat, who passed on a year ago, and Mr. Bayat also passed on 40 days after his wife. And we also make dua for Haja Sara Sunday, the mother of Muhammad Shafi Sunday, the one who built the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Fidaus, as well as the father of Sheikh Sa'adullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all Jannatul Fidaus, widen the Kabur, and may they be raised with our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we make du'as, may we make du'a for all those who suffer with different calamities all over the world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the calamities upon them, ya Rabbul Alameen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease and safety as well. Jazakumullah khairan. Can we just ask the brothers to stand, mifadlik, and to fill all the gaps. Jazakumullah khairan. Just to stand up and fill the gaps, mifadlik. Jazakumullah khairan. Shukran, shukran.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
اللهم اللهم.
لا
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كل نفس ذائقة الموت، كل نفس ذائقة الموت، ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة ثم إلينا ترجعون. وقال الله تعالى أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيب المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه، إذا قمت في صلاتك فصلي صلاة مودع ولا تكلم بكلمات تعتذر منه. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم عند خروج البقيع، يرحم الله المستقدمين منا والمستأخرين، وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون، أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي، يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم اجعل الحجاج حجهم حجا مبرورا، وسعيهم مشكورا، وذنوبهم مغفورة، وأعمالهم صالحا مقبولة، وارجعهم بالصحة والسلامة والعافية برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا.
اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
Just straighten the rows, min fadlik. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Fill all the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Allahumma salli. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Qad qamatis salat.
Qam Allahu dama qamatis salat. اعتدلوا ويرحمنا ويرحمكم الله، صلوا صلاة المودع. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تكونوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين،
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. التحيات المباركات الصلاة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم في الجنة. اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزد في إحسانهم وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم واحشرهم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا سعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحا يا الله مقبولا وتجارة لن تبور يا نور النور يا عالم ما في السنور الصدور أخرجنا وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من الأجس والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل والفشل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلي اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.